Students of poverty, especially generational poverty, are subject to a much more difficult school life for many reasons. First, many of them do not have the resources necessary to be as successful as their abilities may provide. These resources, not only money, food, and shelter, but also physical, emotional, and mental resources, as well as a good support system and role models. Secondly, oftentimes students of poverty lack the language and story structure to move out of poverty and do well in school. Due to the fact that middle class rules dominate school culture, without a formal language register, which many people in poverty lack, students often get in more trouble or are misunderstood by teachers. Thirdly, children and adults in poverty often lack meditation, at least partially, and therefore struggle to learn as easily. As Payne explained, poverty forces more time to be spent on survival, and oftentimes, with regards to the parents, there's not enough time and energy to both meditate a child and work to put food on the table. These students typically lack critical skills in discipline, cognitive strategies, conceptual framework, and abilities to sort information that is important from information that is unimportant. Finally, poverty comes with a different set of hidden rules than does middle or upper class living. Since school and work are often structured around middle class hidden rules, which are much different from lower class ones, these students of poverty do not know or understand rules to make them successful. For example, in a lower class situation, survival and relationships are deemed as the driving force, whereas in the middle class, we are driven by work and achievement. If a student from generational poverty is working to maintain relationships rather than to achieve success, you can see how his actions may be very different from a middle class student. In an institution governed by middle class hidden rules, these different actions may be considered wrong or looked down upon. When a student comes to school already lacking so many of the essential resources to learn, food, water, shelter, whatever that may be, and doesn't know or understand the hidden rules associated with school and lacks the meditation and language register needed to succeed in these situations, school can seem like an overwhelming task that they are set up to fail from the start. However, with a deeply rooted, meaningful relationships and a desire to meditate these students, we as teachers have the ability to change that fate and drive students out of poverty into success.